Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
If you've been following Winnebago County, the coroner there is named Bill Hintz. He's indicted, charged with literally taking money from dead people, but because he's elected, they can't figure out a way to get rid of him. He's going to plead not guilty, doesn't want to resign. The Winnebago County chairman is Joseph Shirelli. He joins us on a phone line now. Chairman, welcome.
Hey, how's it going?
It's going well here. Now, as I understand it, you just got out of a meeting with the Winnebago State's Attorney, the Winnebago County Sheriff, and yourself, trying to figure out what to do with Bill Hintz. What was the resolution?
So, yeah, thank you for having me on here. And also, our Winnebago County Sheriff, Gary Caruana, is right next to me, too. So you're getting tag-teamed here, buddy.
Oh, I'll take that. What kind of plan did you come up with?
All right, so last evening, the Winnebago County Board voted unanimously to ask the coroner to resign from his duties and or to remove himself from the administrative duties voluntarily with pay. So that was a very good sign that the county board unanimously, mm-hmm. there's 20 district members, voted to for that resolution to ask him to resign or to put himself on voluntary administrative leave with pay.
And so,
sheriff and I, and we just met with the staff at the coroner's office, and we notified them that we're full support of the workers in that office, all the deputy coroners, the assistants in there, and the investigators, that the sheriff and I, the administration, are going to be giving them as much support needed. We're assuming that the coroner is not going to resign or voluntarily put himself on administrative leave. So at this time, we're taking upon ourselves to step into that leadership role to assist the coroner's office.
We're talking to Chairman Joseph Shirelli of Winnebago County. Chairman, what does that mean? Are you going to take over the day-to-day operations of the coroner's office?
We're going to assist the existing employees in that office to help them do their jobs, to assist and serve the Winnebago County citizens. So what it means is that the Winnebago County coroner himself, we have canceled his access cards to the office, and he is put on voluntary administrative leave by myself and in conjunction with the support of the sheriff of Winnebago County.
Sheriff, I'm going to ask you that again because you said he's been placed on voluntary leave, but it sounds like it's involuntary. Did you mean to say involuntary?
Yes. Since he has not come to a decision, we have made the decision, the Winnebago County Administration and the Sheriff's Department, to take away his access through his access cards to his office, and we are now going to be assisting the employees of the coroner's office in their daily duties to make sure that that office is being run appropriately without the leadership of the coroner.
That's Chairman Joseph Shirelli. Hey, can you hand the phone to the sheriff? I'd love to talk to him for a second.
I hope you can handle the sheriff.
Hey, good afternoon.
Sheriff, I'm going to give it my best shot. Tell me your name. I'm sorry I didn't catch it at first.
Gary Caruana.
All right, Sheriff. So if the coroner, Hinman, shows up at the office, what are you going to do?
Well, we're going to politely tell him that, again, we shut off all access and that, he is going through his, his legal process and, continuing to do his legal process. But, at this point, he's not running the operation. And, again, we're going to put some infrastructure in place with the employees that they're going to have a dotted line to our office and provide, the community, the Winnebago County Rockford region, that trust back into the coroner's office and make sure that everything gets done in a timely manner.
But, Sheriff, let me ask you, he's duly elected. Do you have the authority or power to keep him out of his office? I mean, can you do that?
No, you're right. You have a point. And again, with the meetings with Chairman Shirelli, Jay Hanley, our state's attorney's office, and myself, we are looking at uncharted grounds, to not be able to do that, because you're right, he's a constitutional office holder like myself, but at some point we felt the operation of the coroner wasn't getting done. There was things that were not getting done. The employees were being abused, and for the sake of management leadership, we wanted to interject and try to provide the you know, the greater good of the community what the coroner's office does.
And, the state's attorney says this is legal?
No, he didn't. He didn't say it was legal. You know, we're kind of a little unprecedented here in doing this, but we've had the blessing of the state's attorney's office and the county board saying, hey, look, we have to do something in an effort to make sure that we run this operation. So
that is interesting. As you said, uncharted waters. So, Sheriff, I appreciate your explaining it for us and the audience, and thank the chairman as well.
I will do that. You have a good day and have a great weekend.
You too as well. Wow, that's certainly an interesting development in Winnebago County.